As the Biden administration begins its fight against the coronavirus, Massachusetts is easing some of its restrictions. Governor Baker says the state will lift its stay-at-home advisory and its 9:30 p.m. curfew for businesses by Monday, citing improvement in testing rates and hospitalization numbers. But the 25% capacity limit will remain in place for at least another 2 weeks. We're joined now to talk about this by Dr. Abrar Karan, internal medicine physician at the Brigham and Women's Hospital and Harvard Medical School. Good morning, doctor, and thanks for speaking with us.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me.
So let me start by asking, what's your reaction to the governor's decision to ease off on these restrictions? Is it happening too soon, in your view?
Well, you know, the key thing here is that we have to keep a close eye on the number of cases, on the number of deaths, on the number of hospitalizations. And while it does look like those are trending downwards now, what happens is that when restrictions of any sort are eased, you will expect that if we don't have a good handle on new cases and new outbreaks, that we will have a subsequent increase again. And so the key here is really to have really strong surveillance and control measures. And that, to me, is something I'm going to be watching closely.
So do we have those surveillance measures in place, from your perspective, the proper measures, so that we can adequately monitor this?
Well, you know, all across the country, the focus now has really been on vaccinations and getting as many people vaccinated as quickly as possible. But I've seen less discussion in really any state in terms of some of the other control measures we know, such as testing, tracing, isolating, ventilation, increasing masking. You know, thankfully in Massachusetts, when I go outside, I pretty much see everybody masked around me. I think that's critical. And I think we've been through this a few times now in our state. And so I do think that many people understand some of the measures that we need to take. And as you had mentioned, you know, now the curfew is being lifted, but it's really unclear how many more cases we're going to see just based on that. Because the question becomes, how many people are really dining out, you know, at those late hours at this point in the epidemic?
We know that a new coronavirus variant has arrived here in Massachusetts. For you, does that raise additional concerns about easing restrictions at this time?
Absolutely. I mean, the variant, which I think you're referring to, B.1.1.7, which was initially detected in the United Kingdom, we have data suggesting that it is more transmissible. And remember that more transmissible is actually a bigger problem than if the variant was more virulent, meaning it caused more severe disease, primarily because with exponential spread, when you have a virus that spreads faster, you quickly accumulate a lot of cases. And the more cases you have, the more strain we see on hospital systems. So what that means is we need to do everything that we're doing even better, more efficiently, more effectively. And, you know, I am looking towards the Biden administration and the sort of executive orders that they're taking to really push forward the public health interventions that we know work, such as masking.
Well, let me ask you one more question about the Biden administration and its vaccination plan. Governor Baker says he hopes to receive more vaccine as the new Biden White House pursues its plan to vaccinate 100 million people in its first 100 days. Do you think that goal is actually attainable? And do you have enough vaccine doses at your hospital?
Well, you know, I think that in terms of the vaccine rollout, the key to me has always been figuring out where the bottlenecks are in the entire process. So at different states, at different times, the bottlenecks will be different. In some places, like in California recently, it was actually that there were personnel, there were staff, there was space to administer the vaccine in many places, but the supply was in limit. You know, in other places, it's been a staffing issue where you've got vaccines that are sitting in freezers. And this is complicated because it differs even by different places and different areas in the state. Now, I've received both of my vaccine doses, and the process at my own hospital has been very smooth. But, you know, within the state, it's going to be a complicated deployment.
All right. We'll see how it goes, and we'll speak about that going forward. Dr. Abrar Karan, internal medicine physician at the Brigham and Women's Hospital and Harvard Medical School, thanks a lot for speaking with us this morning.
Thank you, Bob.